Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria. Every year, about 48 million Americans get sick from eating tainted food. Some people become seriously ill and need to be hospitalized. More than 3 million of those illnesses are from tainted produce. The FDA recently proposed sweeping new rules to reduce foodborne illness. In part two of our report, KUOW's Ruby DeLuna looks at the new food safety rules.
There's a big picture frame in Bill Marler's office. It holds a legal document, his first class action suit from 1993. Bill Marler is a food safety lawyer who represented families affected by the Jack in the Box E. coli outbreak. That outbreak killed 4 children.
This complaint in the Jack in the Box case is just ways to remind me of, you know, sort of why we do what we do.
The Jack in the Box case was his first, but it wouldn't be the last. For 20 years, Marler has made a career suing companies when people got sick from eating tainted foods. He says the Jack in the Box case was a watershed moment. It made the public start to question the safety of our food system. By the late 90s, the U.S. Department of Agriculture had adopted new rules for meat products.
It says to companies, you need to figure out what the risks are to your process. You need to figure out how to solve them, and then you need to document and test to make sure that you're abiding by your rules.
There were talks about bringing those standards to all other foods, but those ideas didn't go far. It would take another series of outbreaks before Congress paid attention. Between 2004 and 2006, hundreds of people got sick from contaminated food. This time, it wasn't from eating tainted meat. Rather, it was from spinach, lettuce, and peanut butter, foods that the Food and Drug Administration regulates. Marler handled many of those lawsuits. His experience with these cases made him want to do more. He began lobbying Congress for new food laws. He estimates he traveled to Washington, D.C. 20 times in the past few years. He flew in his clients to committee hearings so they could tell lawmakers their stories.
Far more effective than a trial lawyer is a mom who lost their kid, or a woman who was on dialysis, or, you know, or family members who lost people. That had a big impact.
In 2010, Congress passed the Food Safety Modernization Act, the most sweeping set of food safety rules in 70 years. The principles used to regulate meat products became the blueprint for produce and processed foods. They shifted the focus to preventing outbreaks. That's in contrast to the current system, responding to outbreaks. It's a little like using consumers to do quality control.
A lot of times what happens in outbreaks is that the consumer is the canary in the coal mine. And then they get sick, and then you do a recall, you do a trace back, and then you figure out what happened. To me, that's a really bad way of producing food.
One of the mechanisms for prevention is testing. Testing the soil for pathogens, testing the crops that come in after harvest, testing during packaging, and testing the products again before they go to market. The new rules would affect about 20% of all farms in the U.S. Ann Morrell is the food safety coordinator at Hansen Fruit in Yakima. The company grows apples, pears, and cherries. Growers like Hansen say they already test their irrigation water once a year as a requirement to sell to big stores like Walmart or Costco. Under FDA's proposed rules, farmers would have to test more frequently, especially during the growing season. Morrell says that could be a burden. Normally, water is used under the tree, but during the summer months, they also use overhead sprinklers to protect the fruit from the heat.
If your results were too high, then under the FDA rules, you would have to stop irrigating with that water. And most farmers don't have an alternate source of water besides their irrigation water.
Morrell says it usually takes 48 hours before the results come back. During that time, farmers have to hold off watering the trees until they know the bacteria levels are okay. Morrell says the waiting period makes the trees vulnerable.
If they don't have plenty of water in the root zone, they'll pull moisture out of the fruit, and that really hurts your fruit quality. And it also hurts the health of the trees. You know, an orchard tree lasts about 20 years if it's well managed. And if you were to let your trees get stressed, that really shortens the life of the tree and makes it not a productive tree.
The rules aren't final yet. Last week, the Office of Management and Budget stripped out the testing requirement. It's not clear why or who made the decision, and the FDA is still taking public comments. Attorney Bill Marler is puzzled and critical of that decision. He admits that testing isn't 100% foolproof, but it's still the best way to prevent an outbreak. He says there aren't enough checks and balances in the current system. For example, there aren't enough product inspectors. Many producers hire third-party auditors. Marler says that doesn't work. There's an inherent conflict of interest there.
The cantaloupe outbreak that sickened 147 people, killed 33 people, the audit was being performed while the cantaloupes that ultimately led to the outbreak were being produced, and they got a superior rating.
The FDA will issue additional rules later, including certification requirements for third-party auditors. Despite the flaws, Marler says the rules are a good start for changes that are long overdue. The FDA has learned from the meat industry's experience.
You know, in the late 90s and early part of the 2000s, 90% of my firm's income was E. coli cases linked to hamburger. And that's nearly zero today. So what they've done over there works.
In his 20 years litigating food poisoning cases, Marler has seen some shifts in the food industry. It took a while for the meat industry to pay attention to safety. It's taking other food organizations longer to do that. Marler says no one food group is immune from safety concerns. There's always potential for problems. He says when industries stop worrying about safety, that's when something bad's likely to happen. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.